possible.
With your Enfield Connected account, it's quick and easy to contact us, request services directly, track the progress anytime, and so much more, either at home or out and about. To learn more, please visit enfield.gov.uk. Otherwise, please choose from these six options so that we can get you to the right team. To make a payment, press 1. For inquiries regarding council tax, business rates and housing benefits, it's 2. If you need help with waste and recycling, choose 3.
6. Anyway. So I've been in this place so many times.
Sorry for the delay. Thank you for holding. www.enfield.gov.uk.
My name's Ascot, how may I help you?
Hello, how are you doing? My name's Mr. Simon Paul Cordell, and I'm a tenant, a secure tenant at 109 Burncroft Avenue. I believe my house and estate manager is Sarah Fletcher. And now the reason that I am calling is I have many issues that I've been calling yourselves over. First being in regards that I, being a tenant and a secure tenant, I pay Enfield Council rent, even if it is paid by DWPS, yeah? No matter what, I'm paying my rent on this premises, or I'll be in rent arrears. Now, I understood that in 2013, I got set up by the Metropolitan Police. I know people might say our setup's a strong word, but this does happen in today's society. Now, what they actually done is they put me on a year's curfew. I was riding the year's curfew. I had an 8 o'clock tag on my leg, so I had to be indoors by 8 o'clock every day. I had to sign on at the police station at 4 o'clock every day at the police station. I had to hand them my passport, so I couldn't leave the country. Even if I got banned or anything like this, I couldn't leave the country because the Metropolitan Police actually had my passport. Now, I won the case after a year anyway, and it destroyed half of my life and the good working contracts and the things that I was committing myself to. The second that I won this case, the Metropolitan Police went to Enfield Council and asked Enfield Council to support them in an application for an antisocial behaviour order against myself. Mind you, I've been on curfew for 1 year in my house, stringent bowel conditions. Now, all of a sudden, I get an ASBO for this time that I'm on curfew. Now, I look through the paperwork and it accuses me of being three people that I know of the same age group of me and a load of youngers that I don't even know. Now, I felt that I got put in a situation by Enfield Council and by Metropolitan Police to be a super grass, yeah, against half of the citizens in London who just like to listen to music and enjoy their life and can't pay £1 million to Enfield Council to go above 500 people to have an event in the local parks, yeah, and to the rest of the people that need it, yeah, because that's how much it costs to go above 500 people, about some of £1 million to have an event, yeah. Now, this ain't our fault. These adults made these HM01 laws and so forth come into place. But my problem is I refuse to be a supergrass. I noticed that on what I was being accused of that I hadn't done, that the police had accepted that there was a section on each one of these doors, meaning that people were treating these premises as their place of residence and their homes. Even if these people ain't me, other people were. Yeah, now, what happened is I noticed that they accepted that it was on there, so I looked at the Licensing Act 2003, which is when you're in your own private home and entertainment is involved, and it says, unless someone proves a commercial business is being run for profit or for money, then they've got no laws over you. This is what the police have to do. Now, at no point in this whole application does anyone talk about any money. So that's a big concern, and they accept that all these places are private homes. So I went to court, tried to win the case, and I did win the case. But what happened, I went there and said, look, this says the organisation of illegal raves. I've never been arrested for something that must be illegal. So I lost my temper. I went there and explained to them that I know my rights and what I represent, and I'm not going to be your supergrass. Now, they started getting my personal life and entwining my personal life into this matter because they realised how much trouble they were in. Now, 15 police officers went to court, and not one person, one true victim, who said that they got kept up overnight, attended court. They all refused to sign their statements, and they refused to attend court. They refused to give any evidence to the police. So I don't understand how the Kenfield Council are in support of the Metropolitan Police's application for an ASBO against me if there is no true victims and there is no true people. Because I've got it all in writing. No one wanted to give evidence to these cops, and there is not a problem. Yeah, it's just the cops victimising me and Enfield Council in support. Now, somehow I'm riding 8 years of my life. I got 5 years for the ASBO. I got 2 years injunction order for the ASBO prior non-concurrent, which is 7 years. Plus, I've done the year for the case that I won before, which is 8 years of my life. The best years of my life, 30 years old. I've been thrown in Enfield Council and explained to them, I have this evidence. Yeah, the criminal standards ain't met and I would like them to release me. I'm paying them rent. I can't walk out at 10 o'clock. I'm on a 10 o'clock curfew. I'm not allowed to go to Warehouse Nightclub, for instance. There ain't no other nightclubs in this area no more. They've all been shut down. Yeah, so I'd like to go to Warehouse Nightclub and enjoy my birthday or enjoy my friend's birthday. I'm not even allowed to legally do this. These conditions are that much of a breach of my human rights. Yeah? Now, I keep warning the council and explaining to them, I'm not happy paying rent and being held in my house because even though the curfew ain't 10 o'clock, yeah? And now that I noticed all these problems in the cases, I put a complaint in against the police and against Enfield Council officials. Yeah, because they've not only done this, there is, on the witness statements, there is no signatures at the bottoms of them because the public wouldn't sign them. Yeah, so there's no signatures. I noticed that the timestamps were all wrong to the call centres. Now, this is another criminal offence, yeah? Now, I noticed lots of different things. All you have to be able to do is prove in a jury's head just the slightest bit, and they can't convict you of any case. Let alone forgetting to arrest you in the beginning, yeah? So I was screwing. Now, I've wrote over 400 letters since this happened to Enfield Council asking them to protect me. I've got the whole letters in a diary here. Now, Enfield Council asked me to keep a diary.